When commentator Laura Lorson feels like things are slipping out of her control, she thinks back to her childhood and the stable embrace of her church.
I guess I'm just at that age where I'm starting to miss things from my childhood, which is frankly rather a trick since my childhood was in the 70s and 80s. Who misses shag carpet? Who misses bubble skirts and day-glow socks? But lately I've had some life-changing events. I got married, bought a house, got a dog. Everything's great, but everything's in a box. This makes me kind of uneasy. So I keep reaching back, mentally, for things that seem solid and unshakable. For me, that means childhood, and in the Lorson world, childhood means church. I grew up in the non-instrumental Church of Christ. I attended church in a building my grandfather helped construct. Attendance was not optional. Women always wore dresses, the men always wore suits, and hosiery was required. We sweltered in the summer and shivered in the winter and listened to 90-minute-long sermons. You did not talk, you did not pass notes, you did not get to be excused to go to the bathroom. I didn't even know our church had a bathroom till I was about 12. Your job was to sit, listen, and worry about hell. As a result, parts of the service dedicated to singing were the high point for a child in this church. I'm talking about the old songs, the ones you sometimes hear on soundtracks to movies set during the Depression. And every week, I mean every week, we sang all 6 verses of Just As I Am for the invitation hymn, Killing Time, Waiting for Someone, Anyone, to be moved by the Spirit to come forward to be baptized. I can remember that occasionally we sang all the verses a couple 3 times when someone was looking like he was really on the fence about it. The songs came in handy in times of distress, too. I remember once in junior high in phys ed class, we were all required to run a mile. I was a real butterball then, completely uncoordinated, not much good at anything physical. I was terrified that I would fail. I talked to my dad about it, and he suggested that I just try my best, and that in those pre-Walkman days, I should sing a song to myself to keep the pace and to just keep running till I ran out of song. Now, all the songs I knew well enough to sing mentally were, of course, church songs. So I chose Marching to Zion because it has about 10 verses and a lovely plodding pace that really works when you're 10 and you're running and trying not to pass out in front of all your classmates. But it worked. I passed. I was dead last, but I passed. To this day, when I run, I start singing this song to myself. And while I'm sweating and singing, I'm suddenly transported back in time to the safest, most secure place I can remember, wedged between my grandmother and my mom in the back pew of the Butrel Church of Christ. I can literally smell my grandmother's drugstore perfume and hear the clatter of her charm bracelets while she fanned herself with a program, with me leaning up against her during the sermon. Something almost tangible, something real, in this world that changes so fast.
Commentator Laura Lorson is the local host of All Things Considered at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence, Kansas.